Welcome to this week's podcast. I am your host, Jason Barden. Today's date is October 30th. I have my cohorts in action here.
April Mitchell.
And
Chris Scott.
With special guest star, Eliana.
Oh, man. Whoop, whoop.
We'll be talking about some Westworld, some of those famous birthdays, of course, World of Warcraft, and some scary movie villains, possibly?
That's right. It is the day before Halloween, after all.
So it's Halloween Eve?
It's Halloween Eve Eve.
Or All Hallows Eve Eve.
All Hallows Eve Eve.
The Eve Eve. And we'll end with some pickleball talk. What is pickleball? Well, we'll tell you later. I think we've actually talked about it in the past podcast. But anyways, Westworld.
Yes.
What do you think about that crazy TV show?
Well, since we finally got to watching the first episode, it does seem kind of interesting. I mean, I've watched the original movie, of course.
I was told not to even watch the original movie because it was low key, low production, and it was terrible.
It was the 1970s, of course.
For its time, I mean, but it's no Blade Runner.
Well, no, it's no Blade Runner, but, you know, if it didn't do well, they wouldn't have done the sequel, Future World.
Well, so. I think they felt like they could do a really good job with today's, you know, production kind of quality.
Anywho, I mean, overall, it's a good story so far. I mean, I knew the background of it, where basically, you know, it's basically an amusement park for adults, and all of the actors are all robots.
Right.
And of course, one of the big things,
it's like Disney World, but instead of having people in costumes, you have robots.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All the animatronics are fucking real.
Don't not burp.
Boop, boop.
So, do you think it's going to replace Game of Thrones, guys?
Easily.
I can see it replacing Game of Thrones right now. In my
it'll definitely give us something to watch when Game of Thrones ends.
Right, exactly.
I'm all for
considering
it.
This is supposed to be the last season.
They're supposed to do two short seasons.
Right.
Season one.
Yeah, like a season seven,
instead
season
of
eight.
Regular season, two short seasons.
So okay. maybe they'll do April, and maybe they'll do this time of year now. So,
well, you know, that's coming up too. You know, hey, winter.
Yep.
So
winter's coming.
Winter is coming.
In many ways.
Yeah, they said they're heat on wrapped around a blanket. Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
I agree,
Booty. Yeah. So, anybody else want to talk about Westworld? Thoughts on it? Like, I really liked it. Like, just because we have Hannibal Lecter in it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, you got
Anthony Hopkins
is one of the designers.
I love Anthony Hopkins. Yeah.
And I mean, Jeffrey Wright playing one of the other developers who most people know him nowadays from being Beatty in the last few Hunger Games movies.
So if you really haven't, like, read anything about Westworld, which I don't understand how you can't,
HBO was promoting it out the hell out of its ass for 4 months.
Yeah, exactly. Millionaires paying to live in these worlds. They can go around killing people. If they get shot by these people, they don't. I don't know how magic bullets work, but
because we saw that in the first episode.
Yeah, I don't get that. It kind of doesn't make any sense, sciencey wise, how that works. But they don't go into detail. You know, it's just I'll let them have it. But these robots, what happens if they really do start strangling people?
Yeah, exactly,
because you could notice that they're talking about these glitches are being introduced. So,
and I mean, that's the whole premise of the original movie was that, you know, one of the robots, the gunslinger, which was played by Yul Brynner, went berserk and actually started killing guests.
Oops.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that I'm willing to bet you're going to see that by mid-season. Like, one of the robots actually kills someone.
Oh, I think it'll happen in the third episode, probably.
Really?
So, I think it's going to be pretty early.
Okay.
Or we'll see something along the lines of it trying to play. Like, there was that one guy who was trying to figure out the secrets.
Right, Ed Harris's character, basically.
And it looks like there's a bigger part of this whole entire thing. Like, some deep down kind of hidden meaning. But we don't know, because we've only seen the first episode.
Right, yeah.
Hopefully we'll watch the second
episode. Tonight will be episode 5, so.
Yeah. So we'll have to go catch up on these
Yeah, we'll
guys.
Have to catch up and, yep.
So
I was also telling Eliana, because for those who don't really know much about Westworld, I asked her, I said, have you seen the movie 27 Dresses? Because most females have seen, at least heard of the movie.
Yeah.
Not to peg you as most females, but you know what I mean.
Thank you so much.
I'm saying more along the lines of most people who haven't heard of Westworld, is what I was trying to get at.
Nice.
But James Marsden, who played the love interest in that movie, is in this. I said, not enough, he's a love interest again.
Yep. And even, you know, but then again, for the more geeky, for the super geeky, superhero geekies, they know him as Cyclops in the X-Men movies. Yes. Yep. Or actually, better yet, he was also the love interest slash baby father in Sugar and Spice. Please don't ask me why I've seen that movie and multiple times. I feel ashamed. I almost need to get my geek card
to
pull.
He has a smile, though, because he's so cute with that smile.
Yeah, yeah. James Marsden is kind of a nice looking guy. He's got that kind of, you know, he's got that boyish look to him. I mean. Okay, screw you all. Screw you all.
And this is
why I'm leaving the podcast and going 4 hours away.
No, you're not. You're not leaving the podcast.
Well, okay, I'm leaving the physical podcast because then you guys can't pick on me as much. No, I'm not kidding.
Wait, what are you talking about? We can still hear you talking about it.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be the
same. Okay,
thing.
Anyhow.
You can't escape this.
So, yes. Anyhow. I mean, the show looks like it's going to be interesting. To get away from my liking of James Marsden and all
not
that.
Not Marsters.
No, not Marsters. That's the thing. It's so hard sometimes.
Not to say.
You want to say one name and you end up saying the other. And it's just.
Because the other one, James Marsters, he played Spike on Buffy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was also like the best friend in P.S. I Love You.
So, moving on. Famous birthdays.
Birthdays.
What are some birthdays?
Birthdays.
Birthdays, please.
Birthday. Hey, I had a speech impediment when I was younger. Actually, I used to always say birthdays. Never had the TH. Just the T.
I had to take a sip of coffee. I'm still recuperating from the party last night.
Yeah, we had a Halloween party last night. Let's just say it was fun.
It was fantastic.
It was epically fun. Yes. We had people interacting with people, interacting with people, and people deciding to basically run a 100-yard dash and decide fall over themselves midway.
There's April to the rescue.
Yep. What you got, April?
Okay. Today, I've got three pretty decent birthdays. You know, I'm going to hurry through these. First is Henry Winkler.
Ooh, yes, the Fonz!
He was born in 1945 on this day. Obviously still around. We all know him as the Fonz on Happy Days.
Hey!
But he was also covered in bees and Little Nicky a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
That I remember. Those are the two things I remember him most. The next one is Gavin Rossdale.
Hmm.
He was born in 1965 in London, England. Bush. Lead singer of Bush.
I was about to say Bush? What are you talking about, Bush?
Right, lead singer of Bush, but I also remember him for playing a half demon in Constantine.
Hmm.
Because when he goes to visit Papa Midnight.
Yes.
Papa Midnight, he's there, because I always remember him going, I'm
oh, that was Gavin Rossdale. Okay.
That was Gavin Rossdale. So those are... Oh, I got one more. For all you Harry Potter heads out there who love the movies, today is also Clemens Posey's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in 1982. And for those of you who don't know, she played Fleur Delacour in the Harry Potter movies from Goblet of Fire on.
Yeah. Oof. I'm gonna add one quick one,
sure.
Just a super quick one. Also born on today, who apparently is like 6 years older than me, Mr. Tori Belacci of Mythbusters fame.
Nice.
Today is his birthday.
Nice. I know who you're talking about. Yes. Tomorrow has an epic birthday. Oh my gosh. There's two. I'll give you the not so epic one first. So, born on All Hallows Eve is Mr. Rob Schneider.
Oh, nice.
He was born in 1963.
Really?
And here's my mother. But the epic birthday is the gentleman born in Pukera Bay in New Zealand, Mr. Peter Jackson.
Ooh!
Directed Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Very nice.
He was born in 1961, so he's older than my mom. I like to play this game, who's older and younger than my mom.
Who's older? Older or younger than my mother?
Older or younger than my mom.
Yes.
So then after that, Tuesday, November 1st, we have Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, Anthony Kiedis.
Kiedis, born 1962. He's the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes. Yeah.
One of the bands I've tried so hard, and I like one song.
I just don't like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But
It's acquired taste. I mean, there's a couple of songs I'm okay with.
And the next one on November 1st is good for two different kinds of geeky people. First is, well, actually, the first one, that was the first one, was Anthony Kiedis, so he's your music nerds. The other one is Natalia Tena, born in 1984, T-E-N-A. She played Tonks in Harry Potter, but she also played Osha in Game of Thrones. She was the northern girl.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I found another good one for the first. I'm skipping over every other day. He's going to be 58 on Tuesday. Peter Ostrom, better known as Charlie in the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Just because we had this debate, I'm sorry. I like Tim Burton movies, but I didn't. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was okay, but I still like Willy Wonka better.
Okay. So, November 2nd, I only have one. Ooh. It is actor David Schwimmer. He was born in 1966. So, November 3rd, did you have a November 2nd?
No, I'm jumping every other day of yours, so.
November 3rd, I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as Stuart Leslie Goddard. Born in England in 1954, is singer-songwriter Adam Ant.
Really?
I love me some Adam Ant. He was also, before he went solo, he was in the punk group The Adam and the Ants.
Mm.
So then November 4th, November
3rd. I'm gonna throw a few good November 3rd actors I'm seeing. Charles Bronson, Death Wish movies. Dolph Lundgren. Come on, Masters of the Universe.
I saw him on the list, but I didn't see anything.
Roseanne Barr.
That one wasn't on the list.
Roseanne Barr. Everybody knows Roseanne.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then that was November 3rd. Mm-hmm. November 4th, I have one. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
All right. He was born in 1969, so now we play the game of he is younger than my mom. November 5th, I've got two.
Damn.
One is a really old deceased actress, and the other is a really good singer. The actress was Vivian Leigh.
Ooh.
She was born in 1913 on November 5th and died July 8th, 1967. We all know her as Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind. Also born on November 5th is one of my favorite musicians, Bryan Adams.
Ooh, nice Canadian born.
He was born in 1959, you know, cuts like a knife. Summer of 69.
So he's only 8 years older than my mom. Wait, which year?
59.
Oh, so he's 8 years younger than my mother.
And he has a really good Christmas song that me and my dad like.
Really? Which one?
Something about Christmas time. And then there's another one, too, but I can't. Merry Christmas. I can't remember. But, yeah, he's got really two really good Christmas songs. Unless you have a November 5th.
Ooh, I do. Just because with Doctor Strange coming out on Friday, November 5th is Tilda Swinton. Who's playing the Ancient One in that.
Oh, yeah, she also played the Angel Gabriel.
Constantine. Yeah, we were just kind of talking about that. Yeah, I mean, there's some... Oh, and of course, then for my superhero nerds, Famke Janssen, who's best known for playing Jean Grey in the X-Men films. So, there's some good November 5th movies, or birthdays, but we're going to just pass.
Yeah. So those are birthdays.
Woohoo! Jason!
Jason.
Yes.
Jason. What happened? So what happened with WoW this week?
Well,
I logged in Tuesday. What the hell?
What do you mean, what the hell?
Tell me.
It's amazing.
Oh my god, it is amazing.
Yeah. So they dropped patch 7.1.
7.1.
Wow. So we got Karazhan.
Yes.
Fantastic dungeon. Just started doing it. We got three of the how many ever bosses there are. Oh my gosh. and I'd like to say that if you're not geared 855 wise, you will find it very difficult to do these dungeons.
Really?
So, yeah, we were having some headaches and some of the mechanics, because we don't have anything on the mechanics yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah.
We had to keep reading the dungeon journals for everything, trying to figure out how to get around stuff. And we almost gave up on whatever her name is. It's the big goddess boss. She has like the AoE thing. And you have to go stand in her
Ambiance.
Whatever the little thing is on the ground that she drops, because she'll do a stun, and if you don't break her barrier and cancel her spell, she'll just kill you. Everybody dies instantly. So, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like...
And we kept failing at it.
It's kind of like if you have the shield drop for the Aegis, when you're doing Halls of Valor. Like, I ran into...
Yeah, if you lose that shield, it's going
to
take...
Yeah, Ragnarok's going to kick your
crazy
ass.
Crazy tons of healing to try to get you through that, and you're not going to make it, probably, unless you've got a crazy heal cooldown, an AoE heal.
Yeah, considering I went through Halls of Valor not once, but twice back-to-back yesterday.
Yeah. So, anyways, love Karazhan. I suggest everybody who can do Karazhan, jump in there. They do have a new and improved version of Ruby Slippers. It works as a Hearthstone.
Oh, my God. Because
it's funny. You know, like the Ruby Red Slippers.
Yeah.
So,
Well, I mean, what is it?
It's cloth. So it just hearts you to wherever your Hearthstone. So.
Okay.
So it works as an alternate. I don't know if it shares a cooldown, though, with your Hearthstone.
That'll be something interesting to find out.
But, you know, it's another way to get back home.
Mm-hmm.
Clicking your shoes. They also have there's the Hawkstriders, because they released the new World Quests and the new kind of... rep grind that you can do for the Hawkstrider. Well, there's a quest line.
Oh, I think I saw that right next to where the eagle is for us hunters, right there. You know, when you're going through the landing on the left side, there's my eagle that I can just jump on and go right to my guild hall. So there's something purple right next to it.
Yeah, I don't know where it is exactly, but it's a rep grind. Talk to Aviana in High Mountain.
Okay.
She'll start the... It sounds like the quest line, or at least she's the vendor for the rep grind stuff. So, it's the Falcosaurs, which are the things that we're fighting.
Okay.
Yeah, which unlocks the mount. So, have to get exalted to get the Ivory Hawkstrider with Talon's Vengeance, you know? And it's a purchase for 10,000 gold, which isn't that bad.
Considering, like, I popped in for 5 minutes this morning, somebody was, like, willing to buy 40 silk weave bandages for 2K. I'm like, yo, right here!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what the Hawkstriders look like, they look like white chocobos from Final Fantasy, but only kind of more evil and kind of slinky. So, they like, ostrich... Chocobo.
Slinky, evil, ostrich, white chocobo.
Yep, there's my... That's what I'm saying they are.
Yeah, sorry, I've got nothing to input for Karazhan, because I'm only item level 800.
Aww. You'll get up there.
Well, I mean, there was still a lot of content change with, you know, 7.1.
Oh my gosh, there's so much more.
We found the Blood Vendor right there, right by the...
Bloods of Sargeras Vendor. It's on my list here to talk about.
Yep.
So I dumped a shit ton of Bloods of Sargeras to buy crap tons of herbs.
Oh, I bet you did.
So I can work on trying to get that stupid potion of cauldron.
Oh yeah, I know you did. I bet you did. Yeah.
So...
I know. I mean, it's like you can get almost any of the basic stuff. You know, basic
stuff. I just need one of the five or four different potions I can make to proc to give me the three star, and then I'm good.
Nice.
So, but it's not nice until I get it.
Exactly.
So sad.
Obliterum Forge, you can now upgrade things another five.
It's another level up. Yep.
Yep. Up to
855.
855. Yep.
So that's cool. Yep. I like that. Fire Mages, they updated your flame orbs, so they actually match the color of your artifact power or artifact item. So you know how you get the four different colors. That's kind of cool. I thought they're cool, but frost mages, you guys are tops now, so all you fire mages should be switching to frost, right? Until they switch back.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Frost mages is like the shit right now.
Battleground to fix allow use of items that weren't intended to be restricted, apparently. So they accidentally, like, keep people from using certain items that you could, like, you know, engineering items and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can't use them right now in Battlegrounds. Whoops. They've got a patch right now they're working on, and they're gonna probably release it in the week, either this coming Tuesday or probably the week after, I imagine. I'm hoping. If you do Battlegrounds. Otherwise, I'm sure you're probably pissed right now.
Which none of us at this table do, so what else?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Actually, I did do my first, you know, those world quests where you can PvP.
I do the PvP ones a lot, actually. Yeah. I do that. I drop right into that.
It was in my survey zone, and there was a world quest there, so it all kind of worked together. I'm like, okay, fine. Yeah. And then I didn't realize it, because I just went ahead, went up there, killed the person, took it over, and then it switched to our faction.
Hmm.
And so then I come downstairs, and then there's these people who want to fight me. So it was great. I still won, though.
Yeah.
Well, I won the first two times. I killed them twice, and then they brought, like, four other friends along with them.
God.
So then I just jumped off the cliff and then kited away.
Be like, see you, suckers. Yeah, I mean, I've done... Actually, I've of course, yep, I've done the time, like the Time Worn Battlefield or something like that, the one over there in Azuna. I've done that several times where you got the Murlocs and you've got the friggin' Nagas or whatnot. Yeah. I'm almost up to 10 honor level 10 right now just from doing that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that, you know, do it early in the morning on a weekday. You're not going to run into hardly anyone.
Well, supposedly they're supposed to balance that stuff. So, if there's not enough people in the zone, they'll put people in the zone of the opposing faction. Hmm. It just means that you're just getting lucky.
So far, I've gotten lucky.
Or maybe they will keep it low, because if there's a low horde population at that time in that zone.
And the thing is, you know what, I mean, some people, I've run into it, sometimes people will hunt me down. Sometimes, we'll run right past each other a couple of times, don't give a shit. It's like, we're worried
I don't fight anybody unless they fight me.
Everyone
should get close to me. Like, if they look like they're going to intentionally try to attack me.
Exactly. Or, you know, I might be a dick if they're low health and just, like, blast them.
And it takes a little while to kill people.
It does.
On that note, let's see. BlizzCon schedule's up, so if you want to go see what the whole entire BlizzCon's going to be and what everything's going on, great. I still am on the fence about buying a ticket for it.
Oh, come on, Jason. I know you want
to... I don't know if I want to dedicate a whole entire day, two days, to just watching BlizzCon.
Jason, come on. I know you want to watch The Last Day and watch Weird Al perform the closing ceremonies. Come on!
Weird Al's not... I'm not a big
fan
of Weird Al. I had a lot of friends growing up that liked Weird Al, but he's just not been... I mean, like, I like listening to his song occasionally, but...
But you're not addicted to him.
Right. Yeah. Right. New Island, Elkaz Isle.
Oh, God.
Has arrived.
Oh, my God.
So, pets, pet items and a toy for your pets to make them bigger. So, I think I may actually go out there and just to collect the pet stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's also supposed to be something that's you're supposed to be able to capture a pet. So,
hunters can capture the Mechano Spider.
Mm-hmm. So,
which is what I talked about last week.
Yep. So, like you said, make sure you go out there and you have one slot free.
Make
sure you've stabled one of your pets out there.
Bring a healer friend.
Yeah, oh my God, seriously. I just tried to go
Maybe even a group, because it looks like it's going to be a pain in the butt.
I tried to go up that way, and I mean, just the things going into the area are 110 level gold elites. So, yeah, I mean, I was corpse jumping.
It's not going to be easy.
No, I was corpse jumping to get towards it, and I'm like, screw this.
Yeah.
Plus, of course, you have to leave the Broken Isles. You have to go to Kalimdor, you have to go all the way that way.
You have to plan it.
Yeah, you have to make a plan.
So, bring four of your friends out to come with you, or at least a couple of your friends.
Yeah.
Maybe a tank and a healer.
An off-raid day guild quest. There you go.
Or pre-raid day.
Yeah, pre-what raid day?
Do you guys like fishing?
Yes.
Do you like fishing in World of Warcraft?
No.
Yes.
Well, they got some new bobbers for you. It looks like a boat, a rubber ducky.
Boat.
And the reason why I like the new bobbers is because they're bigger. So they're easier to click.
How do you get them?
And they're a toy.
So they're toys, obviously.
So you either have to grind rep with these specific person. Oh, no, sorry. It's not a rep. It's a world drop.
Okay.
Some of them are world drops, and so you have to go buy them off the auction house for extremely expensive prices.
Or
you can buy them, apparently, off of a vendor. Okay. So I don't know if there's a rep unlock for that or not, but it looks like you can just go to that person and buy at least a couple of them.
I wonder if it's that conjurer guy. The one over there on that island just off of Dalaran.
Ooh, I think it would be the fishing location, definitely.
Yeah, possibly. Conjurer Margus or Margros or something.
Yeah. I didn't actually get the exact information.
No worries.
I was kind of looking here real quick, see if I can find it.
And just some of those fishing quests, make sure, if you see somebody, like a NPC fishing there, some of them, like where you have to go around and fish things in the middle of the water, they'll give you water walking, so be sure to look for that sometimes, because there's one up in High Mountain that I go to a lot, and the person will give you water walking, as opposed to needing a raft or some shit like that.
Yeah, it is a rep grind, because it says Conjurer Margot.
Oh, it's the guy, okay, that's
friend,
the...
neutral, yeah, Pell. Neutral.
Okay.
Okay, so you just gotta get, it looks like neutral.
Okay,
and so... then, like, one of, yeah, Broken Isle Fishing Drop, so...
Okay, so that'll be something, that, that'll be something new for Susan, or, you know, Susan to do, so that, because she's already gotten the pet, the, mount.
Oh, you can get Wooden Pepe! There's a Wooden Pepe Bobber.
Oh, Wooden Pepe Bobber!
I don't even know how I missed that.
I don't know, because you and April are like Pepe obsessed.
I do like Pepe. I really do like Pepe.
You're Pepe obsessed.
So, yeah, we got bobbers. Oh, legendary upgrades will be available by completing Touch of a Titan and obtaining Distilled Titan Essence, allowing you to upgrade your legendary item to 925.
Seriously, like, what the... like, I look, my belt is 895. So it's going to raise it 30 eye level?
Pretty much. Or it's going to at least give you the option of increasing it. So I think it'll increase your relic stuff or whatever you have in there. Or the just base item. Well, either way, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's going to be...
I mean, that belt is... the belt I have is nasty. I love the fact what it does with Sidewinder. Just, it's fucking awesome.
I imagine it's going to be a pain in the butt to get, though. Like, probably. Do the tiny, you'll have to, like, maybe you bring a friend kind of thing. Last note that I have for World of Warcraft... they have also implemented the auction house per item sorting. So, hooray for you auction people buying stuff off the auction house. You can now sort out the crappiest crap of the inexpensive crap. So,
really?
Yeah, so...
the crappiest crap of the inexpensive crap.
Yeah, you can...
So,
anyways, great, because that means the cheapest things will be listed first, regardless of quantity and everything else. Because people were just, like, selling, like, one item for, like, five, like, gazillions of them, just completely making it so you have to keep hitting right to get to that next tab. And it was just ridiculous. So, that's what they're doing to stop that. Spooky villains.
Spooky villains?
You know, like the ones you found in Karazhan. Oh my Maybe God. Somebody else has some other spooky villains.
Oh, I have at least five spooky villains. One honorable mention that was brought to my attention earlier.
Get
hashtag Elviana for the win.
Oh, hashtag get fucked.
Hey, speaking of spooky villains, Headless Horseman, still in WoW.
Yeah, yep, about that. Three more days.
Yeah, three more days.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. Yeah, April's very jaded with when it comes to Headless Horseman right now.
Okay, so this week my top five is April's top five favorite scary movie villains. This one I kind of had to rack my brain around a little bit, just because there are so many movies that I love that are scary.
Jason's very scary.
And so many different ways you could see someone as a villain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like Paranormal Activity, the villain... is the evil entity attacking them. You know, sometimes it's not quite so cut and dry.
Yeah.
But anyways, these are my favorite that I could come up with, plus an honorable mention. So, top five, I am going to switch this around a little bit, because I kind of didn't mean to do it this way. So number five is actually Professor Moonshroud. From the cartoon by Ray Bradbury called The Halloween Tree.
Hmm.
He's the old guy that's trying to get his pumpkin back from Pip. And they're chasing him around. And at the same time, while they're chasing him around, they're learning the history of Halloween.
That momentary break coming to you from Eldiana trying to burn my arm with a foil sword dangling over a candle. Ah, fuck.
Sorry.
Damn.
I know. I was like, she's gonna
burn
the house down,
guys.
Even the scars.
So that is number five. Number four is I think I got the character's name right. Patrick Bateman.
Ah, yes.
From American Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
Twisted mofo right there, let me tell you what. And I love the fact that he kills Jared Leto while listening to Hip to Be Square by Huey Lewis in the News in a white living room.
That was a trippy ass movie.
Love it. Number three is the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus.
They were creepy?
They were not necessarily creepy. This is my favorite, top favorite scary movie. You know, to some kids, that's a scary movie.
Yeah.
I associate scary movies with Halloween. That's a Halloween movie. And then that was number three. Number two is Sam Hine from Trick or Treat. You know, the little kid, burlap sack, killer sucker. Yeah, love him. Saw him wandering around the Niles Haunted House. I was quite pleased with that person. So that means number one is the Hessian, who ends up to be the Headless Horseman in Tim Burton's Sleepy Hollow. Again, with the Tim Burton, I'm sorry, I'm obsessed. So, and then my honorable mention is another little kiddie Halloween movie. Halloween Town. Cal. Throughout the whole movie, oh, the mayor, he's so nice, he's so helpful. Yeah, he's also a fucktard trying to take over the town.
Yep.
Lots of spoilers, so if you've not seen any of these, just skip over this.
I've got one good creepy character. Psychological creepy. Norman Bates from the Psycho movies. I mean, that's a good one right there.
And Jack Nicholson's character from The Shining.
Yeah, sure enough.
And I was telling Aliana, The Others. All right, anyone who has not seen The Others and wants to do so, go away now.
Bleep, bleep, bleep for 2 minutes.
Spoilers. The Others. The whole time, the whole movie, you think they're trying to fight these supernatural things. The whole time, they're the supernatural villains. Creepy twist right there.
Yep.
Like I said, Paranormal Activity. The villain is the poltergeist, or the demonic
the poltergeist?
Poltergeist. There you go. That one's easy. Exorcist. Demonic thing possessing them. There you go. No, it's cut and dry sometimes. But then what do you do when it's something like the Reaping, and the bad guy is actually an entire village?
Yeah.
Same with The Village.
Yep.
It was pretty much that guy's idea that was the villain. It wasn't anything bad.
Exactly. Just...
It's not always cut and dry.
No.
So that's April's. Do you have any?
Villains?
Yes.
That you like?
The Hobgoblin.
From what?
Spider-Man.
Oh my god.
Oh, nice. Oh yeah. The villains.
He's very villainous.
I was just thinking Halloween.
Hobgoblin.
So I think the Hobgoblin is an appropriate Halloween
if that's
villain.
The case, then we're also going to do Willem Dafoe's...
Willem Dafoe!
...character in... Was it?
Spider-Man. The Green
Spider-Man,
Goblin.
Spider-Man, Green Goblin. There's another good villain. Neelix is Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
Yay! That's the only good Green Goblin. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I love it. Do you have any, like, movie villains that you like?
I don't watch scary movies.
What about Hannibal Lecter?
Doesn't have to be scary. I mean,
you guys know I really don't watch movies.
I know. I just wanted to see if you wanted to put any input in.
Yeah.
Halloween Town was mine, and Drew said it for me.
Yeah, Eldiana's kind of young and, well, popular, so she doesn't. She doesn't do enough dirty stuff like we do.
Here's one: the first Sex in the City movie. You know what the villain is in that movie? Her mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you can't talk scary, but you talk about Sex and the City, these two are good to go.
Yeah, when I talk about that, I can talk about
that.
Yeah.
I don't watch movies. They just watch movies that aren't scary.
The only villain in that movie is her own mind, because she did all that in her own mind. She screwed herself over. Because
your brain is the most sinful thing.
That's right, yeah.
Bum, bum.
So on that note...
Sciencey things.
We'll take science.
I like science.
Science is good.
Hey, you know those hoverboards that people like to ride around on?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think I saw somebody on one yesterday.
Yeah. Well, were you on it? Like, I wonder if they enjoy riding them around in their houses. Because apparently that is the case for some people. And these things can catch fire. Woo! So apparently Amazon is being sued after selling counterfeit hoverboards which catch fire and destroy homes. So, going back to the whole thing of buying things off of Amazon, be sure to check who the manufacturer is and where it's actually getting shipped from. I love buying stuff on Amazon, and I do check that stuff.
Well, so don't point at me. I check.
Well, I'm just saying everybody should be checking. I'm going to point fingers all around, including at the podcast listeners. Listen!
Copy them, Tor.
So, going back to that, don't buy counterfeit shit, because it catches fire and burns your house down. Unless you can sue Amazon and win. And it might actually be a win-win for you.
Doesn't that also work if unless you buy a kinda, Android?
Just make sure you don't have anything important. Oh,
yeah, the Note 7. Actually, I've started hearing reports of the S7 Edge. The Galaxy S7 Edge also starting to...
Pretty much don't buy counterfeit hoverboards or Galaxies. Gotcha.
What? I love my Galaxy. It hasn't blown up on me yet.
Yeah.
So how many people here like their iOS devices?
Me.
No.
Yeah, well, so this kid tweeted out a link to a malicious JavaScript exploit which forces your phone to dial 911. Well, apparently everybody started following these tweets, the tweet link, and so everybody's phone started dialing and DDoSing 911 services everywhere.
Oh my Jesus.
As everybody's phones were now dialing 911.
Oh my god.
He was intending it to be a prank, and he wasn't intending to use that 911. He was going to put his friend's phone number in there. But
whoopsie, moving right along.
Oh well, that really sucks for 911 and that kid. Probably
is that kid in jail now?
Probably not. It didn't say what happened to him, but it wasn't intentional. But it was
malicious.
Oh, I'm sorry. Speaking of hoverboards, I just happened to be looking for my Facebook thing. The force is strong with this one, and that force is gravity. Basically, it is Darth Vader riding around on a hoverboard.
Until he hits a wall.
Oh, that was last year's video.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now you're just catching up to it?
Hey, it popped up on somebody's memory. And I mean, just because you were talking about... Hey.
Not every beam crosses everybody's path.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not on social media all the time like you little millennials.
I would like to point out...
I'm not a millennial.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm looking directly at Aldeana.
You old fart.
Thank you. My knees may crack. It might take me 20 minutes to get out of the bathroom. I might have to use a walking stick.
I'll get that for your birthday.
Walker. Oh my god. Shut up. Anyway.
Yeah, but it didn't look like that hoverboard caught fire and burned Vader. So
no.
Down.
No, that's because he was using the force to keep the temp down. Yeah.
Battery force, yeah.
The battery force.
Well, it's the batteries that are problems. Cause, just like Galaxy Note 7.
Yeah. Or even like Teslas. If they can't perfect a battery for a car, how do you think they're going to get one for a smaller device like that? Fuck, seriously.
I would like to point out that there was a mod for Counter-Strike. I remember seeing this in the news like a while back ago.
Mm-hmm.
For Counter-Strike, where you can change out the bomb to be a Samsung Galaxy Note 7.
That is perfect. That is awesome.
Oh, my God.
Tick, tick, boom.
And going back to the smartphone DDoS thing, It only takes 6,000 smartphones, researchers have guesstimated, to take down the 911 system.
6,000.
So, all you terrorists out there, just saying.
Oh my god.
Who aren't listening to our podcast.
Disclaimer, the Glorious Geeks podcast does not condone terrorism.
Yes, and you should do it.
Unless we're terrorizing people that don't understand geekiness or superhero movies, then yes, we're terrorists. That's going to go over very well.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. So, miners? And automation. So,
miners.
Yes.
I thought
the miners of, like, younger people.
Not
miners.
OR. Not OR miners. ER miners.
Mines, as in miners. Yes. Like, the people who mine.
Coal miners, gold miners.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting, because it looks like they're going to be automating most of the fuel, you know, like, coal mining industry. So I keep seeing all these saver jobs, coal mining, coal miners, like, unions and all that. They're going to get automated, so it's going to be and like every dirty job in this world is probably going to eventually be automated.
I don't think you're going to.
I mean, garbage men. Well, hey, they already got an arm that come out, pick up the trash, put it in the trash bin. I mean, and dump it in a big machine. They compact it itself.
Unless they can find an android that can go inside the Mackinac Bridge to be able to clean the inside of that, I think there's going to still be. I remember seeing that on Dirty Jobs.
They
actually went into the Mackinac Bridge down in like the lower struts and actually was cleaning stuff from the inside of that. But
yeah. I would hate to be in the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh my god. Jason, as a returning Michigander, it's Mackinaw.
Michigander for life.
That's what I said, Mackinaw.
Mackinaw.
Next week's podcast will be short one podcaster due to his
nothing. The French not naming things the way they sound.
Oh, shut up, Jason. Okay, Jason. Okay. I'm writing a special, writing a simple word. G-R-A-T-I-O-T. Jason, how do you pronounce that word?
Gratuit?
April, how do you pronounce that word?
I'm not even gonna try. I've never been able to.
Gratuit.
Gratuit?
Gratuit.
Gratuit.
Gratuit. Yes. 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 You ask anybody from Metro Detroit, that's how they're going to say it's called. Gratuit.
Oh, I would love to be from Gratuit so you can tell me all from Gratuit.
You know, you're driving. Where are you driving down, Gratuit? Seriously. So, yeah.
Wait, that's an actual town?
No, that's an actual road.
Oh.
It's an actual road in Metro Detroit, Gratuit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't know. You didn't show me.
Oh, yes, yeah. No. Right there. But look how it's spelled.
It's done. It's over with.
Oh, my God. Shut up, Eldie.
You shut up.
You can't replace me. Okay, yeah. She's like my little kid sister.
So, I got nothing else to talk about. I thought that was some interesting shit. So, group discussion on what is this thing called? Peekles Balls?
Pickles Balls?
I think so. I think it's named after a dog.
Yeah. Well, we will. You know what? Let's let our resident pickleball expert talk about
yes.
that.
So our Jason, special guest.
Yeah, our special guest. Come on, Eldie. Get up.
Tell us.
Get off your social media.
Tell us about the Pickles Balls.
Yes.
Let's see. Well, let me give you just 5 reasons why you should play pickleball. How about that?
Okay.
I like reasons.
Yeah, we like reasons. We don't need a history lesson.
Number 5, you don't have to go far to chase the ball.
That's true, because...
Yes, unlike tennis.
Exactly. Right, because the course is not as
high. Don't do like April does and fall down grassy
And road. That is why the older generation like playing pickleball.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we were looking at the map. Florida,
it's more about skill.
Florida is freaking covered in pickleball courts. Like, freaking covered.
And I guess the rallies last longer.
Okay. Well, hold on. The courts, what? They're the what is it? Badminton court size?
Yeah.
On that? Okay.
It is a badminton
court. Yep. Yes. Rallies last longer. So you get more action.
You get more action sometimes. Woo! I guess this is kind of like depending on who you play, but the ball is slower.
That is true.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be slower than a tennis ball.
Well, yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because you're also not hitting it with, you know.
It's not going to hurt as much as a tennis ball.
As
or a racquetball.
Exactly.
Or a squash ball.
Heck,
or,
even a shuttlecock. Yes.
Yeah, and one of those.
That is the little, isn't that from badminton?
Yes, that's from badminton.
Yes.
Seriously. Oh, my God. Really? You've never heard badminton. That. It's called a shuttlecock.
I've never heard of that.
That's that little thing that's also dangling off the space shuttle. Shuttlecock.
I like your choice of words there, Chris.
Why do I feel like I'm on an episode of Bob and Tom? Because all we're doing is laughing out loud.
Hey, because that's how life is.
Just let it all hang out.
But yes, the ball, because, I mean, they're like a wiffle ball. You know, they're with the holes in it. The pickleballs are... Like almost like wiffle balls, so they're not going to.
They are much. Some of actually. They pretty much you can buy it and play with wiffle balls. I think we were playing wiffle balls yesterday.
Really?
At ice. So
it's
yeah.
Easier, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's how they originated. So
yeah. You see the new ones that they're making.
I heard
the ones by Paddle Tech.
Yeah, the outdoor ones.
I got to play with them because Brian brought them out for a beginner day or whatever. Out
oh,
there
nice.
For those people.
Oh,
were
they nice?
They're bad. They're easy to see. They're very bright.
Oh, cool.
So,
yeah, there's a local.
I imagine company. Time will wear them.
Yeah, there's a local company to us. Paddle Tech makes great paddles, and now apparently they're making
excellent paddles.
Yep, and they're making a really good outdoor pickleball. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
you know that's buy local. You know, you don't always have to buy through Amazon.
Amazon.
So I guess we could say number 2, and I think my dear friend April could agree to this. Since the courts are smaller. It's easier for us to talk and laugh and occasionally trash talk.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Lots of trash talk. There have been many times where the four of us have played against each other. And yeah, so, you know, sometimes it ends up to be, you know, girls versus boys or, you know, a dating couple versus, you know, basically kid brother and kid, you know, older brother, kid sister.
Different male.
Yeah.
Blue shirts versus the others.
Yeah. Hey, shush. My brain's not working very well. I've had a lot on my mind today, okay, y'all? Yeah. Anyhow, so number 1.
Number one, and I agree on this, it says winning isn't about speed, power, or strength. Well, debatable on power and strength. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, if you smash that thing into somebody, they flinch and they don't get hit by it, you're gonna win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but this thing, it's about patience, strategy, and placement. And I do agree with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a whole thing, dinking, where you're basically within, what, 5 feet of each other, and you're literally just kind of going, tink, 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 just like right there at the net. And I mean, that is challenging.
It is. I mean, I like the sport. I mean, I lost a lot of pounds with it, and the people we play with are really nice.
Oh yeah, and I mean, they're very. I mean, there's young as you to as old as what? There's some people actually in their what 60s or 70s that play with us. I think Randy is like high 50s, maybe into his 60s. I think
the people that you guys haven't met, like Nick and you know Dave. But Nick and Dave are like 68, 69-ish, something like that. So, but, oh, what was the guy's name that we went to the going away party?
Oh, yeah.
Miles, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah. He was like in his 70s.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see? So I mean, a range of all sports at that age, so.
And ability levels. You don't have to have had any kind of previous experience with badminton or tennis or anything like that. I mean, hell, we've picked it. Jason loves it. April and I picked up on it pretty well. I mean, LDU just stir like a beast, seriously.
And apparently the last time I played, I pretty much woke up knowing how to play pickleball.
Oh my god, yeah, you were nuts that day. I remember you came home, you were so pumped, you were like, I did this, I played like the best game ever. And
I played like the best day ever.
Yeah, and you played like 9 games that day or something. You played
I know, your mom was like, what are you doing, Ginger?
my mom was doing easy, like, on everyone, you know what I mean? Which is, like, gets me mad because I want to
Oh,
be
my
better.
God, seriously, yeah.
I want to be better, too. But it's hard when they go easy.
And yeah. The next thing you know, my mom's still giving her hard serves. It's not like she's going easy on the serves. And then April doesn't look like she's going to hit it. And the next thing you know, April returns it, and mom's, like, puts her paddle down because she thinks April is going to hit it. And April goes, bam, every time. And I was like, nice. Yeah,
yeah. And that's the thing, I mean, LD, I've played enough games against you. I've started to learn your serve. I mean, she does a really low to the ground serve. Like,
you
pretty
gotta
much
work on him. I worked on it. I can finally hit
him. Oh my god, yeah. It took me a while and it pissed me off when I started playing against you and I could not hit your damn serves. And after a while, my body woke up. I'm like, screw you. And it's like, almost every single time I can almost get in the right spot and just nail it right. Oh god, that would piss me off so hard when I'm like, God, someone do it, Jennifer!
There are still some that she hits low enough that I can't do it.
Yeah.
It would hurt. I'd have to fall to the ground to hit it.
Yeah, I know. I need to lose like 40 more pounds around the gut and then I can get those really deep volleys, like, get all the way down there.
I remember Sean, our friend Sean from Pickleball. He, like, hates my serves. Even though, like, he can, like, get them, he can never return them half the time.
Yeah, because, I mean, you hit them so low.
Yeah.
I mean, you hit them so low that the person either has to try to aim for the top of the net, which, you know, you might still hit the net, or you have to lob it up, and then you could smash it on you. You know, so.
The whole point.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I know even your dad said, my serve, to most people, looks so beginner, so easy. But it's so simple that they're not expecting it. He says it's a better serve than what I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, you're not going to win majority of your games just by your serves. You know what I mean? You can maybe get one or two good points out of your serves.
Yeah.
It's more about placement, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, it's not like it's not like tennis.
I don't know. You could put them off at a disadvantage if you have really good serves.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Just for returns. True. But I'm just saying, like, to like win a complete game just off serves and never do like dinking or anything.
It's not going to be like baseball.
Like, I mean, how many people, you know, like 5.0 players I see, like, even like when they just get tired, just they just want to make it over, they just do simple serves. They don't need to do curves or, you know, low or not.
Right. They're not trying to make the they're not trying to make the
exactly. Yeah, and I mean, even if the simplest ones, I mean, we all sometimes miss because you overthink it. You're like, all right,
exactly.
Here's
you're
a
like,
simple ball, I'm gonna throw it over here, and the next thing you know, hits the net every
exactly
time.
Yeah,
and especially mine, because I will hit it right to you. If you're expecting it to be more complex than it is, you're not gonna be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Yeah.
Really liking that pickleball.
So yeah, they have the pickleball is good. Of course, now that the weather's getting colder, you know, it's gonna have to start going indoor or just, you know, go down to Florida.
Yeah, move to Florida.
Yeah. Move to Florida just for pickleball.
Fly south for the winter like a lot of people do.
Oh my god, yeah, we've got people around here that are already flying south for the winter. It's like ridiculous. Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah, nobody judge. For anybody who travels to Florida for the winter, I always say they fly south for the winter.
Yeah.
So true.
Or some of us are deciding to actually keep going north, going further up north.
Yeah, those insane people.
Yeah. Hey. Some of us have
to. Yeah, well, he's not going to get lake effect as much as we do.
I know. Yes, I'm so happy for that.
Oh, no. Yep, hey. Yeah, that pickleball. Sorry about the interruption here. So there's a little pause. So, anybody else have anything else they want to talk about?
No, just pretty much, you know, the usual. Come check out our website, you know, ingloriousgeeks.com.
Like us on Facebook.
We are on Facebook, Inglorious Geeks. We're on Twitter, Inglorious_Geek, and I just created an Instagram account for us as well. We are IngloriousGeeks3, so you have multiple ways of finding us. Listen to our podcasts on iTunes and Stitcher, and of course you can get them directly from the website. And on that note, happy Halloween tomorrow, everyone.
Woohoo!
So on that note, we are Inglorious Geeks, so sit down.
Shut up.
And roll initiative.
See you later, all.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. And Pickles. Pickles is the name of the dog, or possibly, it was like the pickle boat group, that was associated with the people left over for oarsmen, for like the people who used to do rowing. So apparently there's two different possible, they've asked one of the two people, or three people who created pickleball, and that's what they claim is the name or origin. So yeah, pickleball. Bye everybody.
Bye.
Play it. You love it.